Welcome back to the Hour 2 of the February 2nd, 2007 show. The Nutramedical Report, Clay and I, are brought to you by Republic Broadcasting. The web address for the URL for streaming is republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. We are getting stronger than ever. We have cleaned up, and we're going to be definitely having more backup streams, so we will not lose our streaming broadcasting, our websites. And our plan is to get on XM and Sirius, to get on many more micro broadcasters. We really appreciate you out there in your town and city. One of the things they say, what can you do? You can contact your local AMF station and tell them to pick up this program, this whole network of shows, all the different hosts, because if they don't believe one of us, they must believe a chorus. And if you only believe 10% of what we are telling you here on Republic Broadcasting from all the range of hosts, you need to start action now. No more talking. This is not entertainment. This is the truth. This is activation. We need to start moving forward like an army, because things are going to start happening very quickly this year. Well, our special guest today, Dr. Mike Castle, is one of the world-class experts on chemtrails, HARP, water modification, and the plans, literally, to destroy the population of Earth and our climate. It's interesting that these globalist reports have come out now blaming human beings on the cause for climate shift and how it'll go on for centuries. And, of course, their plan in the Georgia Guidestones and the 1992 Rio Conference is to reduce the world population by 85% to 95% to 500 million. This is not a joke, everyone. This is not a theory. This is not a ghoulish plan. I'm not a ghoulish person, but I'm a realist. And a real optimist bases his optimism on reality, a cold, stark look at reality, and real plans to face the truth, but also the scrutiny of scientific rigor. And Dr. Castle is a scientist. We're going to deal with scientific fact. He's a chemist and an expert on the atmospheric changes that occurred, and it is by purpose. In fact, I took care of the pilots that I found out later were flying from Peterson Air Force Base in Buckley, the jets, in a combined program with the Europeans and Russians to literally change the climate of the Earth, to turn the Earth into a plasma. There were multiple layered projects all the way from geotectonic effects, weather modification, and not only crop control, but mine control. And they have changed the weather around the world. They've caused droughts and famines, and they've amplified the cycles that are occurring because of changes in our solar system and our galaxy. As our solar system moves toward the galactic plane, it's called the Dark Rift, as we move into time periods which are cyclical, that like the return of the dwarf star, which is happening. They're trying to cover it up, but it is really happening. That's why a lot of the things you see happening, you can't connect the dots unless you get this DVD, Connecting the Dots, which I did on December 7th in Los Angeles. This will explain it all. And once you look at this, you'll say, oh my gosh, we better start doing things, dear. You better start thinking that this is not entertainment. I'm not here to entertain. This is not a funny thing to do. I'd much rather have a nice, quiet practice somewhere where I can take care of people and prevent illness and discover cures. The real situation we're dealing with is a global emergency. It's not just a physical emergency. It's a spiritual emergency, and it's an emergency for our health. So I want to welcome today to the program Dr. Mike Castle, who's going to inform us and hopefully transform you into people of action instead of just listening to this show. Welcome to the program, Dr. Mike.
Yes, thank you very much, Doctor.
Tell us a little bit of your background. You've been on many radio shows over the years. You've written lots of articles. In fact, I posted about a half dozen links. Some of the articles are very, very shocking. I mean, this is, and you've got remarkable science to back it up, to say this is not by chance, this is not an accident, this is a real plan, and the content of these chemtrails, the use of HARP, all of the content, the bizarre things that are present, now the latest being Morgellons disease, these are very, very serious challenges to the life forms on Earth and mankind and the future of the human race.
Yeah, actually, you just kind of covered the entire base from A to Z, but again, Morgellons is a chapter beyond what we, in fact, originally identified as the chemtrails indicia. And this goes back to 1999, so it's not a long story. It can be in brief because it's still occurring, and it's been occurring since 92.
Absolutely. We're going to be dealing with this in just a moment. I hear the bumper. Yeah. We'll be back with Dr. Mike Castle taking your calls at the bottom of the hour.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Most high. Because it is a spiritual transformation. It is not just an information war. It is a spiritual war for the truth. And we're going to show you the evidence. The two witnesses, your mind, you're not brainless. You can see the facts in front of you. But you can also feel your spirit tugging you and saying, I'd better pay attention to this. I better listen. So there's a number of articles, but one of my the most amazing, right at the top of the links, is The Methodic Demise of Natural Earth by Dr. Mike Castle. If you read this article, you will get a gut-wrenching, literally, blow to your spirit, your stomach, and you'll say, oh, my God, we better do something now. Dr. Castle, tell us about what you see and give us the history. You just started before the break.
Okay, well, the culmination of the things that I had put together and done my own research on, the product of that was The Methodic Demise of Natural Earth, and many people from around the world called and wrote and said, that's one of the most compelling things I wrote. Matter of fact, it made me really upset me.
Yeah. It makes you feel ill, actually. I read it, and I know a lot about this, and I actually got physically ill after reading this.
And I'm a chemist,
right.
Not a writer.
Right. But, well, you wrote very well this one. It must have been inspired.
Well, I guess that the practice is through years of writing patents and things of that nature. But my background, I'm an industrial polymer chemist, and 20 years ago, I switched my career, but it was along the same lines. I became and the training necessary to become a certified environmental risk auditor. I conduct phased assessments on commercial properties or any properties for banks and lending institutions before they loan large amounts of money to somebody else to buy the property. The bank wants to know if there's any impact there.
Yeah, exactly.
This actually...
Yeah.
this actually dovetailed into my investigation of what somebody else dubbed as chemtrails. I didn't correct them. I said, well, this it is a chemtrails. However, they're aerosolized heavy metal particulates in just one phase. And being a private pilot, I also found my visibilities back in the 90s had been reduced almost to, I don't know, 5 miles. Or I mean, it wasn't 10 miles anymore, even on a clear day. And I've seen very strange incidences of what they call rainbows. Well, I found out that the rainbow effect in the open atmosphere was caused by one other species, species of chemtrails, which is a concoction, and it's patented, large amounts of selenium and hydrocarbon.
Right.
This was spraying out of jet nozzles. Actually, it was called a it was an induction nozzle device that they used to lay this out in the trail in the wake of the plane, and it was a gray, and it did in fact blossom and bloom up. And but it was only its only intent was one thing, and that's to form ozone in the high stratosphere.
Right. Now, why would you want to form ozone in the high stratosphere? Would be counterproductive unless you're trying to destroy the Earth.
Well, actually, they were just filling up the holes that they themselves had punched in it using HARPs.
Ah, okay. So, in other words, they'd heated the upper troposphere, punched holes in it, and were supposedly, quote, trying to repair it.
Exactly. And these using their own satellite interferometry, we've seen from the TOM satellite these huge areas of magenta-colored caps forming on right on top of where just a month ago or 2 months ago there had been this huge amount of a hole, if you will, circling the globe from the top.
Right.
And all of that had ground fall over in the Netherlands, Canada, the Netherlands. Obviously, most of the operational features of that was from Gatkana, Alaska. And when it went up to deflect off the ionosphere, it left these huge holes. Well, actually, selenium and hydrocarbons, they react very readily with certain actinic lights and form ozone, and so it was patching the ozone hole. But they didn't do a very good job of that. Besides that, it was, are you talking about many thousands of square miles of nothing but open airspace? Well, there was a little bit of air there.
And the other thing, of course, they're doing is they're putting up barium, which I've heard actually causes destruction of the ozone.
It does. It does. And barium is one of the principal chemistries. When they designed all these technologies, boy, did they ever throw some really crude stuff in there. I thought these people would be more principled than that. But, I mean, these are the people that they still wantonly use things like benzene. But they use heavy metals, and barium and aluminum are at the top of that. Just by the manipulation of the weather technologies, that's all barium hydroxide based.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's 10,000 times more toxic than lead. Yeah, these people are like 12-year-old psychopaths with their chemistry sets, and they're spraying the entire Earth with a joint U.S.-European-Russian program. I was told by NSA agents who were flying that they were trying to change the albedo or reflectivity of the Earth to stop global warming, when in actual fact, if you look at barium, it increases with a higher reflectivity, heat retention in the Earth, and the senior people I contacted eventually told me the real project was to speed up global heating, and I've got contacts in Toronto and other scientists who have said in Siberia there's 400 billion tons of methane clathrates that will speed up global warming at an enormous pace. If we hit a certain tipping point where it will release from the northern, locked-in northern and southern areas like the Siberia, northern Canada, Baffin Island, and these other islands up there that are as big as Australia, it will release trillions and trillions of tons of methyl clathrates, which is methane, that's 16 times more reflective than carbon dioxide. It'll cause a massive surge of heat worldwide.
Yes, and these are just a few of the chemistries that have been positively identified in some of these things that was dubbed chemtrails.
Right.
Again, even the media will not, in fact, cave and do an expose on this. It's not politically rich enough to do that, and besides that, it's a whole lot bigger than all their politicos put together.
Right. In fact, this is the chemtrails and the HARP are intimately tied together, and there's multiple programs. We've seen human plasma in the chemtrails. We found mycoplasma in there. We've seen mycobacteria with transgenic virus DNA in them. We've seen heavy metals. We see now the Morgellon silicon-based nanomachines, which are now not disputable. We have had Dr. Karim Karju, Ph.D., M.D., pathologist of 40 years, Yale University used military professor. We've had Dr. Hildegard Staniger, and their reports will be coming out later in February. We'll have them back on. This is an attack against not only humanity, but all living things on the planet. Also the putting up of depleted uranium. It is eating away at the ozone layer. We now know that the above-ground nuclear testing proved this in the 60s. And now with this depleted uranium wars of this idiot Bush and this junta in control, they're eating up the ozone and could literally wipe out all the crops. And this is what could happen. If the ozone layer goes poof, let's say on Thursday, all the grassy plants on the earth will die instantly. And one-third of the trees, does that sound familiar? Does that sound familiar? If you read your Bible, that's exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah, and they didn't call it El Nino in there either.
No. No, that's what's coming, people. A literal ozone hole that'll open up over Earth because of depleted uranium, which we know they're doing. And all nuclear bombs, even the big ones like Fat Boy and so on that were dropped in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, these bombs, all the bombs, release depleted uranium nanoparticles to the troposphere and eat up the ozone hole.
And Doctor, there's one thing. It's just a reflection, but I mentioned crude technologies. When I seen that there was positive evidence, enough to convince me, and then tracking it with patented technology, who bears these patents? Oh, Hughes Aircraft bears that. They call it Welsbach feeding, and they've got thorium in there and a number of other refractory agents, these crude technologies. And not once did any of these people, because they're so professional and scientific, did they ever consider using something that you and I know about it, I'm sure. I know about it. It's called radionics and various types of reflective orgone energies. That, in fact, can do a lot to manipulate the weather if they insist on manipulating weather.
Right.
But they're not modifying weather. They're manipulating it.
Right. And in fact, they're using these very, very compartmentalized, very crude technologies that are amplifying cycles that are solar and galactic, and they're amplifying the crisis that's coming upon the Earth.
Yes.
They're amplifying it dramatically. That's going to increase maximum death, maximum die-off of species, maximum death of the ozone, of the oceans. And what happens is when ultraviolet light of certain frequencies hits the upper layer of the oceans, guess what happens? The lungs of the Earth die. The plankton die. Those phytoplankton are in the top 10 meters of the ocean, supply 80% of the oxygen on Earth. If they die, you're going to choke to death. And they can die very quickly in a matter of days. You could have ozone holes, and guess what happens? You have a dinoflagellate bloom, and guess what happens to the ocean? It turns red like blood. Does that sound familiar, too?
Yes.
Yeah. Great. Interesting.
The thing on the Morgellons, it's that we don't know all the answers, but I've had samples that were sent to me, and I sent them to someone else. I sent them to somebody you've had in your program.
Right.
And they've done an excellent job on their analytical skills and piecing this together, along with specimens taken from humans. They've done all that. They've done the work, and CDC still will not listen nor are willing to learn. They've got corruptness, and they've got embedded in their system to the point where no one's going to look at this if, in fact, they have a technology that's being deployed currently. And most international corporations, in some way, shape, or form, they've got their finger in this, and they've got investments in these nanotechnologies, and they can't do a thing about it.
Right. Now, who is CEC, for people that are listening?
The CDC is the...
Oh, CDC, I mean the Center for Disease Control.
Yes.
I call it the Center for Disease, Catastrophes. They actually create disease catastrophes. They are the ones who actually made the 1918 flu. They gave it to the Canadian lab in Winnipeg. They gave it to macaque monkeys. How insane. They've spread all these bioweapons. The Russians even gave us to all these now Class 4 labs. It used to be BSL-2. Since 9/11, they're everywhere. It's just insanity. And we've got to talk about it, people. We've got to deal with solutions. We're not going to just deal with the ugliness of it. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Dr. Mike Castle right after this break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a three-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, and you need to read some of these links. They're amazing by Dr. Mike Castle, his references. One of my favorites also is this Chemtrails Peanut Butter and Barium Sandwiches, The Chemistry of the Modern Sky, written by Nicholas Jones, of course, but actually quoting a lot of science that you have. This is very, very yucky stuff. This is a, you talked about Mr. Yuck trying to teach kids not to have poisons or get a hold of chemicals. They're spraying the entire earth. It's amazing.
Yes, and I done that interview with Nicholas Jones, and he drove all the way from, I think, San Francisco and met me in Las Vegas at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, which I was there on vacation with my wife, and we sat there in that one area for, I don't know, an hour and a half, as he'd done an interview for me to do that paper that he wrote about the spin control.
Yeah, very, very well done. And of course, I love this one here. It says DynoGel, actual U.S. patent number 6,315,213, awarded to Peter Cordani. Actually, a dial-o-matic for the weather. It literally forms a denial of rain. So they can spray this if they want to cause denial of weather, let's say, over Australia that's had a prolonged drought.
Induced drought.
And what I actually heard from my sources, in fact, the reason why is that the Australian people and the government protested the presence of British and American nuclear submarines in their ports. And that's why this happened.
Hmm.
That's what I'd heard from my sources.
That That could very well be, but then again, they if they want to take the land by driving out the people that are currently there that are raising foodstuffs,
that's
what
plan.
They've done, and they've summarily done that in Texas, as I mentioned before. I believe it's in my paper, but we tracked all this. We found out that these large international food corporations bought the properties up for stress values, pennies on the dollar, and the only thing they these corporations raise are, in fact, genetically mutated crop and foodstuffs.
Right, and this sounds exactly like the CIA senior third-in-command when he was trading United Airlines shares right at the day of before 9/11. So this is exactly what they're doing. We see illegal complicity between the globalist organizations plotting and planning to impoverish the people and to take their land away for a song.
And, in fact, but feed them. But don't feed them anything that has nutrients that humans can use.
Right.
See, these are replete of nutrients. And they've got some, I call it wickedness about them, doctor.
Beyond wickedness. This is molecular genocide on a global scale.
Well, yeah, the plasmid from the, let's just say the maize, the corn, that they, in fact, use in these genetically altered sequences are from a scorpion's venom.
Right.
Now, the scorpion venom, in fact, that's the reason that it's mutated with the corn gene itself, but they will resist drought. Bugs will not eat this stuff. You don't have to use pesticides on this stuff. Bugs won't eat it.
They won't eat it because they can smell scorpion smell. They say, oh, my God, that's not corn. That's a scorpion.
Neither will the enzymes and the digestive process, the biological processes going on in your own stomach and intestines. It will not, nor will it digest it.
Well, your cells see the scalar signal of the infrared vibration of the molecules in solution. They say, oh, my God, this is not corn. We have a stomach full of scorpions. So the body says, I'm not going to eat that. Don't present it to the cell membrane, which is a brain. It's a brain. And don't try to transition these molecules or absorb them by pinocytosis, which is enveloping the microparticles. So the body rejects these things, and you literally starve to death. Plus, there's toxic organic acids and other chemicals and unstable genes that can get disassociated from the genes of these genetically modified species that can actually intercalate into your Peyer patches and your immune system and be carried through the DNA throughout your entire body to your brain and elsewhere and activate oncogenes causing cancer. It literally change your genetics. They can change your genetics. And this Morgellons, if I was to make my best guess now, I would say it's a scalar silicon-based nanomachine that can change your genetics by scalarly inducing new messenger RNA transitional molecules that change the actual structure of your DNA.
And it's dendritic.
And we now have all the photomicrographs. We have other chemical analysis. This technology raises a lot of very ugly questions.
The human brain and the cellular structure in the brain is also dendritic, and in fact, that is the one part of the body that has that particular structure to the cellular membranes. And, if it's a dendritic, then I wonder what it's supposed to do once it reaches your brain. It can replicate all of that structure. So anybody listening to this, in fact, can just, if they want to, they can imagine what that might be beyond that point. But there will come a point where you will, in fact, recognize that, you know what, there may be such thing as mind control, because if they make an antenna.
remember the movie Final Cut with Robin Williams that had the microchip that would download your entire life memory?
Guess what?
It's my analysis that these Morgellons organisms not only record your mind, they record your genetics.
Right.
That's what I believe this organism is. It's not just to kill you. It's to literally record, to take over. And see, I've developed some advanced, basically, phonon maze or cytogenetics theories. 23 years ago, presented it, that showed how proteins and epigenetic signals actually regulate the cellular structure and make your new DNA. Your DNA is just a downloadable core from the scalar environment around you. And people think that it doesn't go both ways, from DNA through a messenger RNA to the cellular proteins. It does. That's why we have reverse transcriptase. That's why we have RNA viruses that can become DNA. That's why we have things like prions that take over your cell. This is very dangerous.
Morgellons is a synthetic protein.
Where the hell did it come from? And we need to talk about this right after the break. We're going to open up for questions, and we're going to get to the bottom of this better than any other show on the air with Dr. Mike Castle.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, and we're going to explain this so you'll really understand how serious a challenge it is. It's not just one toxin in the atmosphere, and you're a polymer chemist. Tell us some of the details of what's actually in this garbage they're spraying on us worldwide.
Well, okay, we've got the barium chemistries. We have the aluminum chemistries. Aluminum, in fact, has many downside effects. All this, in fact, has ground fall. We believe that the aluminum is principally responsible for the up the absolute spike in autism in children, especially in Eastern, make a corridor halfway between, make it 100 miles wide, going into Canada and the United States, and draw a line, that corridor goes straight across down to the west coast of Canada and the United States. There is so much autism there and other type of psychological trauma, which is chemical borne, and I believe that that, in fact, is from two principal sources. One is the aluminum in the chemtrails used as high-altitude reflectants. And the second one is the thorium, which is in the Welsbach refractory seating. I believe I mentioned to you on the phone the other day, and it's in the paper.
Yeah.
Thorium only occurs at a 98% purity. 2% is, in fact, a known radioactive compound.
Right.
The impurity is. But then again, that's owned by Hughes Aircraft. And,
right.
you know, nobody wants to talk down to somebody like a corporation like that, I mean, of international
right.
stature and so on and so forth. But this has poisoned the atmosphere ever since the early 90s. That's when their patents emerged.
Right, and of course, thorium and strontium go directly to your bones.
Yes.
Directly to your bones. They also have an affinity to go to the solid organs of your internal body, your liver, your spleen, your kidneys, and, of course, the central nervous system.
One of the other things that I mentioned earlier about the selenium and the hydrocarbon mixtures used for ozone generation in the high troposphere. One of the other things that they use quite uniquely, it was called, I heard someone that I've got people across the globe that write me on a routine basis, and they have for years, very good people just like you and me. They're out here, they're observing things, and they're collecting information. They're saying, wait a minute, this does fit this here. One of the things that they've used has been called a Russian cocktail, and it was a form of cloud seeding. But one thing that they use in this Russian cocktail is called ethylene dibromide. Ethylene dibromide has it causes problems with anything that it, in fact, would interface with, whether it's biological or not. The ethylene dibromide and Dr. Lynn Horowitz had developed a number of specifics on what that will do to the human body. If you're familiar with the EDB, I'm not sure, but
that
is also part of these mixtures that, in fact, have been routinely sprayed in our atmosphere across the globe. This is
now, ethylene dibromide was outlawed as a pesticide back in the early 80s. And this is interesting because, again, the name pops up, Al Gore. And then the molecule comes back, literally. It was a gasoline anti-knock additive, and now it comes back being sprayed around the entire planet and shows up in the chemtrails. That's amazing.
What it does
Incredible neurotoxin.
As much as mercurial compounds are neurotoxins, this is at the top of the heap.
Tens of thousands of times more toxic than lead. Right up there with mercury and uranium.
And it's just used, and it destroys ozone because it is a halogen. It destroys ozone like you would not believe.
Right. So why are they doing it?
Well, the Russian cocktail is used to rip open large areas of moisture-laden atmosphere. And the nurseries, by the way, in the United States around this area is the Great Lakes. There's huge rivers Nicholas Jones commented on this, on rivers of water, rivers of moisture. They are able to manipulate those rivers of water by saturating the atmosphere with barium compounds, which form the hydroxides, very large levels of moisture in there. And when they plan to do this using satellite positioning, they are able to rip open the front of a water-laden moisture system and make it rain like you were in the jungle somewhere. I mean, like Asia during monsoon.
What I heard is that the flow through these upper tropospheric rivers that flow at 8 to 12 miles up, and there's four major ones around the planet, can literally transport the water each day, just one of them, greater than the Amazon River. And people need to know that they're manipulating these rivers so that they can cause a famine in a place, they can cause a flood, they can move the weather. They're quite capable of doing this. They could even move storms around back in the 60s during Vietnam. So don't you think they're causing Katrina? Don't you think they're causing famines over various parts of the world and floods? It's part of the dialectic to get everybody into the cage of the United Nations and their globalist plans to control us with food.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. And that's just that's just the tip of it. I've been called Chicken Little a long time ago, but you know what? That doesn't bother me a bit.
Well, you got a lump on your head from a piece of the sky, so you can talk.
Well, I've kind of earned my way into at least trying to teach somebody else that, look, these are the things I found, and here's what I found, and you take a look at them, and if you know, and it's about as referenced as you can get. as far as, and these are nothing that I had anything to do with. I'm just trying to tell you, look.
Yeah, you're not speculating. This is, you're a chemist. You just look at it and analyze it and say, oh, my God, what is this?
Right.
Well, this is what it is.
And they've got these environmental toxicologies, and they've got these things that they, in fact, will do. And they can choose to look at that and become an activist in some part, some way, but it's just a matter, it's nothing more than they at least have heard the truth about what is really going on with just our atmosphere. And that's why I wrote, I think I sent you a copy of that at all. I called it the Unified Atmospheric Preservation Act of 2003.
Yeah, in fact, I love this document that you've put together, and people need to read this. This is a very powerful, very important document, and it certainly wouldn't be put forward by people like Al Gore who want to use the and hijack the environmental movement for population control. We're talking about rational use of our resources, not putting chemicals up there, not having like your policy of a zero benzene policy on Earth in terms of use and fuels. These things shouldn't be tolerated. There's no need nowadays for them. You have even your own fuel substitute that's totally non-toxic.
Yes.
Why is it not done? It's not done because the powers that be, these bisexual, Luciferian monsters that go to Bohemian Grove and run our government and the globalist organizations, have every intention of reducing the population at great glee to themselves while they stuff their pockets of money and then hide themselves in the dens and rocks of the earth deep down there when disaster strikes the planet. And doesn't that sound like it's somewhere else in the Bible? Yes, I think it is in Revelation 6.
Right.
All of these things are there. People need to start realizing this is really happening. This is not a joke. It's not a rehearsal. They're trying to kill us.
Let me comment on what you mentioned about the fuel substitute. You know, I'm working hard in trying to launch that. I developed a number of sustainable technologies through the years. Matter of fact, the first one, Doc, I believe I told you about, was a pseudo-wood made out of 65% paper fiber and polymers and other materials, all natural materials, and it replicated something coming from the Amazon rainforest, an Ecuadorian mahogany.
Oh, really? That's really
This was in 1992. I even wrote Al Gore a letter about that, and you know what? He sent me a letter back, and I've still got the letter somewhere, but he said, send to Pueblo, Colorado, and get this particular pamphlet and do this. I might as well have just not been even the least bit concerned about what Al Gore could do to try to help actually one-on-one save rainforest, because if you can develop a alternative or a substitute, an offset for any technology, including wood, then the impact will start being lessened, and that hasn't happened with wood.
Right.
It still goes on. Well,
right.
But the fuel substitute,
Tell us about that. Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, okay, it's based on terpenes, there's no secrets here. It's based on terpenes, but it's got zero benzene, and it uses a copious amount of something else that we can get, which is alcohol, and a couple of other materials, and they in fact have no environmental residue. Nor do they have any environmental downside. But see, I'm not a cartel, and I'm not coming from a cartel business such as Big Ag and soybean oil and or petroleum. So I'm not a cartel industry, so they're not going to take a look at this.
Well, the thing is, I have a company on our website now called Ethos, and I've got some interesting background on this. Basically, these are molecules that are ethyl esters that they already put in jet fuel and have for the last 70 years or so, and they reduce jet pollution quite a bit, and they had a special formulation that would cut car pollution by anywhere between 15 and 80%, depending on the size of the vehicle, and improve mileage anywhere between 19% and 75%, and guess what? When they wanted to put it directly in the fuels, and I won't mention the name of the person because he was actually death threatened by the cartel of oil companies,
mm-hmm.
They hung him out a window by his ankles, and I won't mention his name, but in fact, he came up with this idea. They decided they'd threaten him, and he was a very, very high person. He has relatives that are way up there in the globalists, so don't worry, they all eat their own. We're not talking about people that are nice people. They'll eat their own children if they have to, okay, in terms of the politics. That company, Ethos, now is still out there, but you have to use it as additive. And if you add it to your car, you can already increase your mileage by anywhere between 19 and 70%, depending on the vehicle. Whether it's a, in fact, the larger vehicles like combines and diesel engines do even better than even the regular cars that are often much more optimized, but you'll get about 19 to 30% increase in mileage and up to 75-80% reduction in pollution. Guess what? They're using it in Beijing, China, so they won't lose their games, because you can't have an Olympic where people will choke to death or they can't have optimal performance. But they don't want these technologies out there. That's why they'll hang somebody by their ankles and threaten to kill and stick in drums all their family members. That's what's going on, everybody. You need to realize these globalists are monsters. They're mafioso. They don't mind killing, destroying, and stealing, and they don't mind killing the planet either while they're doing their game.
Well, one thing I wanted to mention about the thing that I called Orangeline is the fact I already know that it reduces carbon monoxide by at least 70%. It has no sulfurous gases. You don't need a catalytic converter for it. And when you fill up at a station, if I forget the distribution side of this, you've been using gasoline. Well, you just go ahead and use this. This is a gasoline substitute. You don't have to have a flex fuel car. You don't have to have a modification of the rubber that's in the interior of the polymers because, E85 is a blend of 15% gasoline with the rest being alcohol. That forms a co-solvent, and that co-solvency is between benzene and alcohol, and that's what swells the rubber up. And because they're not using acryl nitrobutadiene, they're using a form called Buna, which it has too much unsaturation in it. But you don't have to do that with the Orangeline technology because I do not form that same co-solvency along with benzene because I've got zero benzene in it.
Right. So in other words, it makes your engine last longer.
Absolutely. I mean, I've ran this material for at least, I'm going to say, 1,000 miles easily. I've increased my mileage. And, well, here I am on radio, and I'm probably talking at quite a few places, but I've got an old Pontiac, and, you know, Detroit should buy this back and put it in the museum. I've got 258,000 miles on that thing. It still runs like a top, and I've done all my testing with my Orangeline in my own car.
We need to get this back out to the, we need to get this back out to the public. But as I say, we have there's all kinds of technologies. In fact, I had a contact that this year they're releasing a Tesla non-moving parts a galactic engine that can generate free energy. It's free because it's actually going to harmonic energy from literally setting up a harmonic capacitor with the frequency of the galaxy, and that's how it pulls its energy. It's not really free. It's always there because the energy, there's energy everywhere.
Well, but Tom Bearden's holding the ground and making a big battery out of it.
Right.
Just a hole in the ground.
Right. So people need to know. They don't want you to know this. They want to steal your identity. That's why I say if we knew what we were, we are the masters of our own future. We are not the victims of a matrix. And we need to have a clean world, a world that's non-polluted without electromagnetic pollution, without, benzene, depleted uranium, horrible toxins like barium and all these other aluminum in our vaccines, mercury in our teeth. Come on, it's happening because you're letting them make us victims. So let's take a couple of callers, Dr. Castle, and we have Gary in Tennessee. You have some questions for Dr. Castle. Go right ahead, Gary. You're on the air.
Is this E. Kim Castle?
Yes, it is.
This is the Gary from Dayton, Ohio.
Well, Gary, are you in Tennessee now?
Yeah, I'm in the woods.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd be in the woods. I'd be hunkered down. I've been talking about your barium sulfate poisoning of the soil and destroying the microflora, et cetera, for many years. And I hope you can leave a email address that I can contact with you.
Sure.
And I'll give you my email address. It's for survival people. I don't care what question you want to ask. I probably got the answer. It's really nice to be able to talk with three people that have got an IQ above 135. I might sound like Gomer Gump on the air, but I am not stupid.
No, in fact, that's the people that listen to Republic Broadcasting are the not stupid people. We're the if you want to call it the Bereans, the sons of Issachar, the ones who see the future are going to take control of. We're the army that Gideon finally said, you know, I'm going to go with you 300 guys.
Cutting edge avant garde.
Yeah.
My email address is Greybeard, Grey Beard. @bellsouth.net. Mike, please give me an email.
Yeah,
I missed you.
It's still the same.
I was with him. I had many meetings with this man. He's brilliant. He knows what the hell he's talking about. You can take what he says to the bank. And
well, Gary,
I'm still
saying the same thing. I still say the same thing. I've always said the same thing. I just don't change.
Well, that's good.
You're a lot smarter than I am, Mike. But anyway, we all went to that little thing down there by the Air Force Base.
Yeah, the protest rally. Right.
Yeah, with Cliff Carnicom.
Right.
He's the chemtrail expert. Take it to the bank, and that's all I got to say. Please give me an email, Mike.
Okay, it's ekimcastle@yahoo.com. That's the simplest way I can put it.
ekimcastle@yahoo.com.
Right.
That's You'll be getting one soon.
That's E-C-H-E-M?
No, E-K-I-M.
Castle,
and all one word. It's just my first name spelled backwards, ekim.
Exactly.
I know.
Just a little bit backwards.
I know the routine.
Well, you see, you're trying to turn the backwards forward. That's why you did it that way, right?
Oh, yeah, and Gary, listen, the gentleman we're talking, the hosting this program, Dr. Deagle, talk about a smart person.
We'll try to get the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report and Clay and Iron Show. And I'd like to turn for the last few moments to Dr. Castle and this amazing document, the Unified Atmospheric Preservation Act, revised May 18, 2005. Just want to read the preamble on some amazing topics. It says, prohibiting the utilization of aerial deployment regarding aerosolized chemicals or biological agents for any purpose in the United States global warming mitigation, climate change and or weather modification programs which are deployed in the unified atmosphere over the United States or Canada. This will result in irreparable long-term toxic and heavy metal poisoning of the populace. This is not to exclude the infinite environment of the United States and Canada, which includes our land masses, rivers, lakes, waters, forests, and seas. The atmosphere and upper atmosphere will also be affected. This environmental terrorism must end, and a proposed law that effectively bans or prohibits the deployment of otherwise released into the Earth's atmosphere or in stratospheric column, banned mixtures, any organic or inorganic chemicals or compounds, elements of periodic table, gases, solids, or plasmas, chemical materials such as chaff from military training operations. I'm just going to hit the top of each of these. Cloud seeding or atmospheric stratospheric seeding technologies that utilize chemicals, gases, synthetic filament carriers, or biological substances of any sorts. Electromagnetic radiation, radio, and scalar or plasma energy waves generated, transmitted, propagated, or reflected, or otherwise articulated into a focus beam or pattern. And of course, that includes HARP and ELF. Vaccines deployed into or into the atmospheric or stratospheric air column, and they're putting, believe it or not, vaccines and organisms, literally like believe it or not, mycobacteria that carry or vaccinations. They literally can vaccinate you by breathing, believe it or not. Documented vectors, modalities, and standards. Emergency research funding of $8 million to research environmentally benign substitutes to replace UV and cosmic energy aerial radiation screens. And international operation coordination and treaty by the directives of this bill, the President of the United States shall seek international cooperation through the coordination of all technologies utilized. This is an amazing document. People need to upload this. They need to get it to their politicians in every nation on Earth. We are dealing not just with a climate shift caused by solar and galactic changes. We have maniacs, literally like William James Gacy. These are psychopathic nation killers out there. George Bush, the CFR, the globalists, and they often shroud themselves by saying they're doing good when they're doing the exact opposite, like Doctor Who, the World Health Organization, the United Nations, which is basically the United to kill us. That's what they are. And this is amazing. The condemnation, we need to have a genocide treaty, literally attack on not only the people in our country, but in Canada and around the world that are in agreement with this. And because a lot of them are really silent, like the Canadian Prime Minister, believe me, many of these projects are direct U.S.-Canadian cooperation, British, Russian, and European. They are violating people's civil rights. It is a violation of the Genocide Accord, which is international genocide treaty. Tell us more.
And Congressman Dennis Kucinich would not even return my call or email or communications on that very document, the Unified Atmospheric Preservation Act.
Right, so if you think that Dennis Kucinich is such a wonderful guy, obviously somebody got through to him and said, this
yes,
is
they did.
Dennis, where he was interested before, where afterward they said, if you touch this, Dennis, all of your relatives will die.
He was told to pull the word chemtrails out of anything that he, in fact, is remotely connected with.
Right. So face the facts, people. You need to stand up to this evil. We're going to inform you here in Republic Broadcasting and the NutriMedical Report. And if you need any orders for any of our amazing nutraceuticals or products, any of our things like the DVD, Connecting the Dots, which we do connect, amazing program, Dr. Castle. We'll have to have you back on. You're an amazing chemist, scholar, and hero, not only to America but the world, to give this truth to us that cannot be disputed. It is science. And science means you can be right, and 10 million that are not informed can be wrong. Thank you, Dr. Castle. Thank you for listening, everyone. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday with an amazing show, the HDMA test, and we're going to be dealing also with the remarkable cabal of what's going on with Dr. John Breeding for Drugging Children in America.